Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's another great morning for a story. This is from the University of Hawaii cohort that had a theater class taught by Reggie Meredith this past semester. And this story is by Sarah Tofaiono, and the title is Poor Family, Ainga Mativa Male Tangolima. Once upon a time, there lived a poor Samoan couple named Fa'alolo and Milo. This couple had two sons. The older son was named Tausanga, and the youngest son, Poasa. The oldest did not graduate, but the youngest son graduated with a diploma in high school. The older son, Tausanga, stayed home to take care of the family. Poasa's path after graduation was to go off island for further schooling. Tausanga was a respectful son, and Poasa became too busy with his own life, believing that he is smart and that he could achieve his goals by himself. So, Poasa went off island for schooling with a scholarship. He graduated with his AA degree and then a BA degree. Meanwhile, ever since Poasa left, his parents always prayed for him. They never missed prayer time, asking the Lord for his protection. With all that, Poasa never thought of his family back home. He never called them, never wrote them. He basically forgot about them. Poasa became the CEO of one of the biggest companies in all of the United States, and when the parents would call for money, he would hang up the phone. He believed that living without his parents was the best decision to make. Poasa spent money, lots of money, on friends, material things, anything he wanted. And then one day, Poasa woke up to find out that he was broke. He had nowhere to go. He called upon the Lord and he prayed, asking for guidance. And the Lord whispered, "There's no place like home." So he decided to come home to his family and parents. And when Poasa arrived and got to the house, he saw his parents. And then he cried out loud. He ran to them, hugging and kissing them both. And he asked his parents both for forgiveness. Fa'alolo and Milo told him, "Son, welcome home. We know you did not have time for us out there." And then Poasa fell to his knees, sobbing, "Mom, Dad, I've learned my lesson. I should have been better to you. I am so sorry." Hearing those words, his older brother Tausanga came in the house. He reached out for Poasa and said, "Brother, wherever you go in this world, remember your parents. They might be poor in face, but they are rich in mercy. E mativa I folinga I maua I lealofa." He hugged Poasa and said, "Come, let's go make falifu for supper. You remember how to make falifu, don't you? Aya." Everybody smiled and laughed, and it was good to be home. The end.